Say putting God first. Let's Matthew chapter number 6, verse number 33 on your notes. Matthew chapter number 6, verse number 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I went so long on this morning because we haven't had services. We missed quite a lot of services. So it's time to get our spirits back up and running, okay? Tonight, catching the anointing. Now, but seek, say with me, first, the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added. Say all. Say it again like you believe it. Say all. All these, say things. Everything you want, all these things shall be added unto you. It is in context of where he speaks about, it is in context, let me just read you, where he speaks about how we should not worry about this and worry about that, what we shall eat, what we shall drink, what we shall be clothed with. The context of the scripture speaks of financial and material things. All these things shall be added unto you. Say with me, proton. Proton defined. Just read it with me. Like I said, I said this morning I want us to focus on priorities. Listen, in the Gospels we preach good and evil. When sinners repent, sinners have a decision to make between good and evil, between repenting, heaven or hell. But when we get saved, the image changes to now we need to begin to make decisions between good and good. And that's where the term priority comes in. Because some good things must have a higher priority than other good things. Are you guys with me? It's called proton. Now you can go down there to the middle. It says proton means the first in time, order and number. Proton also means that which is first in rank and value. Proton also speaks of the most, say with me, the most important thing. Say it again, say the most important thing. And that thing which proceeds before all others. Which proceeds all others. This means that proton issues the proton issue is the foremost issue. It is the foremost issue. Why proton? I wrote there. I said anything that is not done first seems to lose its significance. Anything that is not done first loses its significance. When I tithe, and I tithe at the end of the month and not the beginning of the month, it loses its significance. It no longer has value. God is like, okay, you've kind of like, it's left over until last. Are you guys with me? I wrote some examples here. I say in the same way it works with our finances. Many people give their tithes after all the other payments, which shows immediately that we devalue the importance of tithing. But we understand the principle of first fruits. We understand that when we give our tithes first, before our tax, before our rent, before our car and debt, it immediately shows God that we place tremendous value on the tithe. This is a big reason why some are not blessed and why others are blessed. Number two, why proton? Anything that is not done first may never be done. Say this with me. Say delay. Say it again. Say delay. Often means cancellation. I'm going to term it another way. Procrastination often means cancellation. Are you guys with me? When I procrastinate, it'll never get done. Procrastination is the lifestyle of the lazy. Procrastination is the lifestyle of the unsuccessful. When I delay, I cancel. So delayed, I also wrote you, I said delayed obedience is disobedience. For us to understand this point, we have to get this in our mind that delaying something might actually lead to its cancellation and us being disobedient. My God, how many people have I seen that are called of God, greater calls than me, and they would delay the call of God. I would sit in my house and pray, and I say, come pray with me, pray through the night. And they'd say to me, no, I first want to, you know, go and watch a movie or spend time with the youth or do this. And up to now, this person has a greater call of God in my life, and they are nowhere. Because they never made it a proton, a priority. Are you guys with me? Say proton. It's a priority, meaning that God first, that's it. No option. When I married my wife, just before I married her, I said, listen here, this is my lifestyle. God first. in ministry, in everything that we do, in our family. You're going to go through to Bible college. Our kids are going to know the word. We're going to go to church. Even skipping church will not be an option. I made it clear when I got married. Unless you seek, or I know my wife is not here, she's on holiday. So, okay, we need a holiday of the 6 years. So I flew in just for you this morning. So on my own money, by the way. So say katalambano. Say it again, say katalambano. You need to katalambano this thing with God. We need to katalambano. We need to grab a hold with passion. We need to desperately, passionately, aggressively grab a hold of His presence. Grab a hold of His promise and say, God, I am not going to let go until I live a life of significance. Many people live a survival type of life. Others pass that and they live a successful life. Maybe they're a doctor, maybe they're a lawyer, maybe they're doing a professional type of task. But then we can step further than that and we begin to live an insignificant life. That's when we begin to live for others and we grow others and we help others and we give to others and we stand out as have been doing something in a significant. Come on, are you guys with me? It's a life of significance. So listen. I saw so many people, they would do their PhD or they would do this, and then a year, 2 years later, they're right at the place where they have been. They've never grown, not even spiritually. I said to somebody yesterday, I think it was Chris, I said, people must just, you know, they must just live their life for something. Just do one thing. I don't care, just go to college, do this. Do it, just live for a purpose. Have a purpose in life. When I have a purpose, at least I have the ability to wake up the morning and to do something because I'm living for something. Amen. The third point, that it is an insult to give to second place that which should be first. I am not going to go into that. I can use many examples there. Many men, if I don't open a door for my wife, I'm showing insignificance to her. I'm devaluing her because I'm putting her second. Problems abound when that which is first becomes second. Listen here. When a husband in a house becomes second place and the wife becomes first place, problems and chaos is all over that house. Are you guys with me? Same with finances. Now let's jump over to point number three. I'm going to finish just now. I wrote there, what is first fruits? Can everybody say with me, first fruits? I know many of you don't know first fruits, but listen here. Give me 10 minutes, five to 10 minutes and we'll be done. I want you to grab a hold of this revelation. If we apply this in our lives, it honors God. When we do this, when I make something first, when I make God first, I honor Him. Not me, or, I mean, people can honor me as a minister and there's many scriptures on and they get the anointing, I understand that. But I'm speaking now of an aspect of honoring God. That when you honor God, it goes beyond me, it goes beyond any human being, and God gives you favor. God feels valued by you. Now He begins to put favor upon your life. Are you guys with me? So what is first fruits? Leviticus 23 verse number 10. It says, when you come into the land which I give you and reap its harvest, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest. When you got this job, when you got this business, or when you have this and you're getting income, you shall take a first fruits and come and give it. That was a principle. Proverbs chapter number 3 verse number 9 says, honor the Lord with your possessions. And say with me, everybody say with me, and the first fruits of your increase. It says, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats, say with me, will overflow. Say it again, say overflow with new wine. That when we apply the principle of first fruits simply means this, when I pay my tithe first, not after everything, because if you pay it after everything, you'll realize you have nothing left. But if you pay your tithe first, you realize, my God, I have actually so much money left afterwards. What's happening? God is multiplying. It is a spiritual principle. When I pay my first fruits, it can be in the January, in the beginning of a year, the first weeks, the weeks, the days of a year. And I make a decision, a willful decision, to pay my first fruits in that year to say, God, I give you thanks for what you've done. And I give you thanks for this year. And I honor you. And when I do that, the Bible says, when the root is holy, and it goes deeper, it says, when the first fruit is holy, the whole lump the whole branch, the rest of it will be holy as well. When the first fruit is set apart, when it is set apart for God's purpose, everything else, all your other finances, will be set apart for God's purpose, which means that the devil cannot get into there. The devil cannot take it. It is set apart. What is the first fruits? Okay, I wrote it to you. First fruits is mentioned no less than 32 times in the Bible. This is a biblical principle. Next passage. First fruits is when we decide to honor the principle of proton first. This is when we decide to give God not only the first of our possessions, but also giving those possessions first before anything else, making it priority. Tithing, offering, seeding, and first fruits is a principle based on covenant. This is why many, even the world, are being blessed because they apply this principle in their lives. Prosperity does not come by prayer and fasting, but by giving. What we do, otherwise Bill Gates is the fourth person of the Trinity. Okay? If prosperity meant that, speaking of my holiness and my righteousness, Bill Gates is the fourth person of the Trinity because he prays a lot. And it is a symbiotic play of words, which means that Trinity, fourth, there can't be a fourth person in a Trinity. So don't get offended. It's a joke for intelligent people. Amen. So, because we are starting this year new, I want us to concentrate, I wrote you, on focus on the first fruits. It is important for me as your pastor to teach you the principles and truth so that this can be a life, so that we can live a life of being blessed. Proverbs 10 verse 22, it says, the blessing of the Lord, say with him, the blessing of the Lord makes one rich. And you can spiritualize that rich as much as you can. The Bible says the blessing of the Lord makes one rich and adds, this is the key word for this morning, no, say with me, sorrow. Say it again, say sorrow to it. When the blessing of, we are not looking for finances or riches. There's one thing you are now looking for. It's the blessing of God. When the blessing of God comes upon you, you will be rich. That'll be a bonus. But you will have no sorrow upon your life. May that be released even this evening. That sorrow will disappear from your life. That sorrow will depart from your life. Listen to me. When money comes into your life, sorrow departs. When money comes from God, are you guys with me? I can attain it other ways, then it's dirty. But when I get it from God, sorrow disappears. That's what the what King Solomon said. When we honor God by the principle of first fruits, by putting Him first in everything, all other areas of our life will come into alignment by divine authority. This is why God lays claim to all first fruits, because He desires to bring us into blessings. Our first fruit activates the power to create, say with me, create wealth in our lives. Deuteronomy 8 verse 18 says, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth. It doesn't say He gives you wealth. It says He gives us power to get wealth. Are you guys with me? How many of you sit in this place saying to me, you want power to get wealth? I don't know. I've lost the people somewhere. Is it the sound thing? Are you guys with me? Do you like the notes or not? Okay. I can stop notes and just preach in the mornings. Say with him, power to get wealth. When I tithe, when I give, revelation comes on me. Light comes on me. When it comes on me, I get power to get wealth. God gives me ideas. Tell me, do this. Speak to this one. Do that. Here's a creative idea. Here's a creative ability. And then I get power to create wealth. I have the ability to bring in money. Are you guys with me? Christians, we throw our minds out of the thing, but God wants us to keep our minds. Listen, point number two there. Our first fruits activate, say with me, unusual favor on our lives. Luke 1 verse 30 says this, then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Say with me, found. Favor is found. Favor is, doesn't suddenly come upon a person by chance. The process to get favor is for it to be seeked out and for it to be found. Are you guys with me? It is a precious commodity that needs to be found. But this was in the old covenant. Look at what happens in the new covenant. Are you guys with me? Acts chapter number 4, verse number 33. It says these words. And with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And everybody say with me, and great grace. You can scrape that word grace and put favor. It's the exact same word in the New Testament. Grace means unmerited favor. That's what it means in the Greek. So it says, great favor was upon them all. Say all. Listen, here the Bible is saying great favor was upon every single disciple, every single believer. Nor was there anyone... listen here. Read this with me, church. Say it with me, because it's the only way we're going to understand this. Say with me, nor was there anyone, say with me, anyone among them who lacked. The other translation says, who lacked anything. None of them lacked anything. There was not one person who said, I am hungry. There's not one person who said, I can't buy this thing. There's not one person who said, I don't own a house. Where do you get this in the Bible? Let's go to the next verse. For all who were possessors of lands and houses sold them and brought the proceeds of the things that were sold and laid them at the apostles' feet. And they, say with me, distributed to each one as he had need. They were giving property shares to this one. You don't have a property share. There's some property. Chris has 100 properties. Give your properties, Chris. We're going to share it between this and that. Listen, the Bible says none of them, it's what we call commonwealth, none of them lacked anything. Once they started giving, great power was the result. And great grace, great favor upon their lives. Come on, are you guys with me? When a church enters into revival, you'll see when the glory of God comes down, it is usually a result when a people have open hands in giving. My team and I have preached over this country. We'll walk into a church. It might be a huge church that have millions, and they might give me 500 rand, and I cannot even lay hands on a person. They don't, none of them getting slayed. Then I can go to another church of like 20 people, and they're giving me 10,000 rand. And brother, I will say the name, the power of God goes everywhere. The glory of God falls everywhere. And I began to put a common denominator together as we traveled this nation, one after the other, after the other, after the other, talking with my spiritual father, Pastor Mark, and we say, you know what? It is finances, it is giving, it is honor that opens the heavens for God to move. If you and I want to see a move of God in this city of Centurion, a takeover, a supernatural takeover, over that's going to begin to take place. It's going to happen when we begin to open our hands and begin to give and begin to honor. Listen, our fruits will activate favor. Go to the next page. We're almost done. There in the middle it says, take note of these points. Favor will cause money to flow to you and not from you. Favor will cause your enemies to be still. David had many enemies, but favor caused his enemies to bless him. Psalm 66 verse 3 says, God says, I will even make my enemies to submit to me. And if I function in the image, if I function like God, I look like God. Do you know God looks like you? And I function like God, that my enemies will submit to me. Favor causes healing and miracles to manifest. Favor will cause you to enter your due season. When favor comes on you, God's hand is on your life. Favor is not fair. When you are favored, your enemies will envy you and will be jealous of you. The Bible says that King David was so greatly blessed that his enemies envied him, that the Philistines were jealous and envy of how much he had. Are you guys with me? Number three, we'll close off with this. Our first fruits bless the rest of our income. I know I can't like make this good. Romans 11 verse 16 says, for the first fruit is holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root is holy, if it is holy. This is the big part. If it is holy. What does the word holy mean? It doesn't mean no sin. It means to be set apart. If my root is set apart. If my tithe, if my first fruit is set apart for God's purpose, the rest will be holy. The rest will be set apart for His purpose. It will be blessed. It will be overflowing. God's hand will be upon it. But it is a condition to it if the root is holy. If the root is, say with me, set apart. Okay. This is a spiritual truth that applies to believers and non-believers alike. When we tithe, first above all our expenses, the rest of our income is blessed and holy. The word holy in the Greek, I said to you, means set apart. When we decide to make our first fruits holy, when we decide to set it apart for God's purpose, then God will make sure the rest of our income is also holy, to be set apart. He will bless the rest of our income. Matthew 6 verse 33 says, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added. Next page, I want to go to Ezekiel 44. The last page, Ezekiel 44 verse 30. It says the best of, say with me, the best of all first fruits of any kind. The best, that's what I want us to focus on. And every sacrifice of any kind from all your sacrifices. The best sacrifice you've ever given. The best amount you've ever given. That's what the scripture is saying. Listen, he's saying, by tabernacles we give. By Pentecost we give. By Passover we give. Every month on a tithe it gives. For some people sitting that have never given, this is sounding like a... They're thinking, no, 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 no. If only you do this and you understand how God blesses. Do you understand the peace He's brought him? I'm sitting in my house last night. My wife was not with me and I'm just sitting there praying. It was 4 o'clock this morning and I can't sleep. The presence of God is on me like heavy. And I'm just sitting there on my computer looking at some Greek words, reading Bible and praying. And I'm thinking, God, I owe you my whole life. That I can sit here 4 o'clock in the morning, not having one lack or need. And your presence is all over my house. Ezekiel 43 says, we've given him a lot the year, but when it comes to the first fruits, it must be your best giving of any kind. And any sacrifice of any kind of all your sacrifice shall be the priest's also. Also you shall give to the priest the first of his ground meal. Now I'm not saying all must give to me. Speaking of the church, okay? You can speak of the priest if you really want to get into things, but it's the church. To cause a blessing to rest on your house. I really am reserved on a Sunday morning. Tonight, we will have oil flowing through this place. We will have chaos, holy chaos, oil, catching the anointing. People don't know how to catch the anointing. They don't know how to receive the anointing and they don't know how to release it. Tonight we'll have that. But as you're standing with your arms, with your hands raised, I want to ask you in your heart, even as I was preaching, I want to encourage every person here, every child, every kids, every children, every household, every family, every adult, every elder, every person, every household, if it is put household, whatever. I want to ask you, as a priest, according to the scripture, to the people of God, to give our best to God as we start 2017. Listen to me. 2017 is going to be a year of great victory for people in this place. But it is going to be for those who are covered. It is going to be for those who are in a church where the glory is manifest. It's going to be for those who are in a church where the anointing is present. It's going to be for those who are saying, our seed is in the ground. The enemy cannot touch it. Like MC Hammer, you can't touch this type of thing. Although he went poor, but it's okay. Just raise your hands to the Lord. I want you to say in your heart, to have, not even in your heart, whatever amount you have in your spirit, to say this is a sacrifice, a dedication. Please take note, a sacrifice hurts. When it hurts, it moves God. I have not given 5,000. I know what it is to give hundreds of thousands. I know what it is to give hundreds of thousands at a time with no security. Saying to my wife, we take everything, all of our savings out. No investments, no life policy, no savings. And we give and we honor God. Just even when we planted the church, I had to honor Him, to thank Him for giving me such an awesome privilege. Amen. Just stand to our feet one more time as we're going to close off. Pray this prayer with me, church. Say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, right now, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for the anointing. I can't hear the church. I can't hear anybody. Say, we thank you for the anointing. That tonight, we receive the catching of the anointing. We receive impartation. We receive everything you have for us in Jesus' name. Father, I pray that today, that even this morning, that your anointing will be upon every single person. I pray for a tangible, transferable substance to come upon them. I pray that you'll fill them with the peace of God. That tonight, I'm so excited for tonight. I pray every soul that comes into this place, whether it be 5 or whether it be 100 or 200, every person will be drenched with oil tonight, with the anointing. And it is the anointing that destroys the yoke. It is the anointing that conquers. It is the anointing that brings favor. It is the anointing that makes us stand out. It is the anointing that causes us to get heaven's attention. I pray right now that you will bring all of us safely back, and we give you all the power, all the glory, all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name. Church, give him a praise offering. Amen.